Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5. Big thank you to all that came out last night for the Republican AL1 congressional debate. All you listening and streaming online here at FMTalk1065.com. We sure appreciate it. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, on the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our weekend weather scale. Dalton's got Football Friday. We'll check in with Larry Kirby, and Kane's got our traffic like right now.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, if you travel in Mobile, keep that mental note that Mobile Police Department along I-10 and I-65 are going to be conducting traffic safety enforcement operations beginning now and all day long. They're going to be watching to make sure you're not speeding and following too closely. You can help with the kids at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital have a better Christmas with Kane's Warrior Kids. Drop off a new unwrapped toy at Spring Hill Toyota, Hobbytown USA, and Aaron's Rent-Own in Tillman's Corner. Find out more at caneswarriorkids.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Samford Bulldogs at Jordan-Hare Stadium on your home for the Auburn Tigers. FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by T. Bachelor & Son Heating and Cooling, 639-9234. Azalea City Hand and Rehab with the hands-on approach. And Baldwin Mutual Insurance, providing outstanding property and casualty coverage. Pre-game broadcast at 10 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Friday style. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill's got that forecast on the way. A little bit of rain in the mix, but Sunday looks better. We'll check back in with Kane shortly for an update from the traffic front out there. But we now, 7:08, we're 8 minutes into the enhanced enforcement from NPD on 65 and 10.
They've probably written 75 tickets already.
But easily at this point. All right, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of our nation's capital, which is impacting millions of families, as this week President Donald Trump signed the Autism Collaboration Accountability Research Education and Support Act, also known as CARES, into law. This law allocates $1.8 billion in funding over the next 5 years to help people with autism spectrum disorder and their families. The president took to Twitter to post the news saying, quote, "Today I was proud to sign the Autism CARES bill. We support research for Americans with autism and their families. You are not forgotten. We are fighting for you." Representative Chris Smith, Republican from New Jersey, is the bill's sponsor, and he said in a statement, quote, "All children grow up and become adults, and children with autism then lose their education services. But autism is a lifetime neurological disorder, and adults with autism continue to need their services." According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, approximately one in every 59 children has been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, a developmental disability which is characterized by social, communication, and behavioral problems, is four times more prevalent in males than in females. This new funding would back autism research and autism-related support programs, as well as prioritize grants for underserved areas. This morning, the search is on for a man wanted for his involvement in a police chase and then taking off on foot. This is news out of Baldwin County, as the Foley Police Department and the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office were involved in that chase late last night. According to Foley Police, the police chase went through the Summerdale area westbound on County Road 28. Once the unidentified driver crashed on County Road 9, 9, they jumped out of the vehicle with police following on foot. K-9 dogs have been deployed, and that driver does remain on the run at this hour. As always, if you have information, call police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Announcing Robertsdale Power Equipment's 5th annual Black Friday sale. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment for their Black Friday sale November 29th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's chainsaw season. Husqvarna, Echo, and Steel, all available at 10% off, with select chainsaws up to 20% off. All handheld equipment will be 10% off, like string trimmers, blowers, and hedge trimmers. Also, it's not too late to get that zero turn you've been waiting on, with savings up to $1,000. Plus, Robertsdale Power Equipment will have select clearance items throughout the store. Service after the sale is what sets Robertsdale Power Equipment apart from the big box stores, with factory certified techs for all warranty repair and a full line of parts for those who want to do it yourself. They're your one-stop shop for all your lawn and garden needs. Check off everything on your list for the landscaper in your life and get the lowest prices of the year during Robertsdale Power Equipment's Black Friday sale. Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or visit them online at robertsdalepower.com.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are still looking for the person who shot and killed a University of South Alabama professor. Dr. Matthew Weiser was found dead inside his home near Langan Park Wednesday. The associate dean of the Mitchell College of Business says Weiser was at his class on Tuesday night. Campus police found Weiser dead inside his home on Galeard Drive after a welfare check. He had been shot. Mobile police are still trying to find out who did it. Two men charged with trafficking will make their first court appearance in Baldwin County later today. Their arrest comes after a huge drug bust on Interstate 10. 40 kilos of cocaine recovered from a flatbed semi during a traffic stop just past Bucky's at the 49-mile marker. Two men from California, Mauro Lopez and Jose Encinas, are being held in the Baldwin County Jail. Pensacola police are investigating after a woman was hit and killed by a car. She was crossing the street in a wheelchair. It happened about 6:30 last night on Old Palafox Highway in Van Pelt Lane. Police say the driver did not see the woman in the dimly lit area. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
At 7:14, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. More headlines on the way with Kelly and WKRG. Dr. Bill has a look at our Friday and weekend forecast coming up, plus that much-coveted weekend weather scale. We'll get into that. Time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by The Carrot Patch, Edward Jones, Keith Woodham, and Carlos Stewart, your agents, and your CBD store, West Mobile.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn football hosts Samford tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pre-game coverage at 8 tomorrow morning on the network. Gus Malzahn says the fourth quarter offense from last week can be built upon, but it's not necessarily an indicator of a shift in the identity of the offense.
It shows me that we do have the ability to, through the air to do some things, but like I said, you're playing the top teams, you're going to need to be balanced. So we're going to need to be both. So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, we're going to move forward and run, throw it 50 times. But, for us to be the best we can be, we need to be balanced. And we need to be able to take what the defense gives you.
Again, Auburn and Samford tomorrow at 11 a.m. from Jordan-Hare. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Auburn basketball departs tomorrow for Brooklyn. By the time Monday rolls around, it'll have been a week since the Tigers' last game.
We had 5 games in 13 days, 5 games in 2 weeks. And if you think about the week before, you know, we had the exhibition game on a Friday, played our first game on a Tuesday. We've gotten better the last 2 or 3 weeks. We just have. And it's easy to see. Give the kids the credit for that. And now here's the deal. We go to New York, and now it's New Mexico, Wisconsin, Richmond. Now we are no longer the bigger, more physical, more athletic team. And so we're going to have to make some adjustments accordingly there.
Bruce Pearl and company tip Monday against New Mexico at 8:30 p.m. We'll have Tiger Talk for you Monday night at 6 from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, then pregame basketball coverage at 8. That's Monday. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm Keith Woodham, your Edward Jones financial advisor in West Mobile. We'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process, create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. Call me, Keith Woodham in West Mobile.
Or me, Carla Stewart in Spanish Fort for a face-to-face appointment.
Edward Jones. Member SIPC.
This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you in their new location, 800 Hillcrest Road, at CarrotPatchMobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you think any other sausage than Monroe sausage is the South's best smoked sausage, then you need to try Monroe sausage. Still making their well-loved original recipe locally in Monroe County since 1959, 100% hickory-smoked premium pork mixed with their own special seasonings gives it a rich southern flavor, but with less fat and sodium. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, dinner, tailgating, or appetizers. Sold locally in Mobile and Baldwin counties, Monroe sausage. Yeah, it's that good.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers networking any new accidents in Mount Vernon, Highway 43, Military Road. State Troopers are on the scene, one without injuries. Looks good so far if you're traveling downtown. Fairhope to Daphne and Spanish Fort clear. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road behind Mellow Mushroom at the USA campus. They offer all things hemp. Mention this ad and get 15% off all purchases. And don't forget the original CBD America on Highway 43 in Satsuma. See them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5. Also in from the text line, a closure, I guess, a section of Ziegler from Chalet to Park Forest. That closure, we're going to watch that, see what the issue is there when they get that open back up. Could be a traffic issue for many of us this morning. All right, and also get a chance, sit down, check out, pull up a chair and check out FMTalk1065.com, or just pull your phone up and check out the website as you look through the three big things, top news stories of the day. Republican congressional candidates debated the issues. That was last night at the J.C. Davis Auditorium in Chickasaw. FM Talk 106.5, along with our news partners at WKRG, presented that debate along with the Mobile County Republican Party. And thank you to all that turned out. Big crowd there in person and lots of folks watching and listening to the debate. The five Republican nominees, and most likely the way things have gone for the last 38 years or so around here. One of the people on stage last night will be the next member of the House of Representatives from AL1. Speaking of which, our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question: who won last night's AL1 congressional Republican primary debate? The five candidates are listed up there. You vote. Top right corner of FMTalk1065.com. We'll tally those votes up and talk about it. Also, $1 million worth of cocaine seized in a Baldwin County traffic stop. More details on the way. And the story has a lot of people talking since yesterday. A homicide victim identified as a University of South Alabama professor of economics and finance, Dr. Matthew Weiser. More on that story coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Dr. Bill's got our forecast and a weekend weather scale. And it's a Football Friday. Even though it's majority cupcake games, Dalton's delving into some that don't have lines that are 35-plus.
Yeah, we do have three SEC games to talk about anyway, and one top 25 matchup that's not in the SEC.
What's the biggest line that you were talking about? Here's a tease. He won't tell you what game.
The biggest line tomorrow is Alabama over Western Carolina, 56.5 points. But the biggest SEC line, and I think at least 20 years, LSU favored over Arkansas, 43.5 points.
Ouch. We'll get into details on that coming up in just a second. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, USA students and faculty are mourning the loss of a University of South Alabama professor found deceased earlier this week. On Thursday, Mobile Police confirmed that the homicide victim has been identified as 39-year-old Dr. Matthew Weiser. He was found Wednesday in Mobile inside of a home on Gallier Drive. And authorities say it appears he had been shot and that gunshot is believed to have been the cause of death. Dr. Weiser was a professor at University of South Alabama and was discovered by USA police while doing a welfare check. Weiser is an assistant professor of economics and finance at USA's Mitchell College of Business. Mobile police confirmed that their investigation is still active at this hour. Multiple teachers have been suspended after being accused of sharing inappropriate and offensive text messages in a group chat. The Alabama School Board made the decision for these teachers in Dothan. According to the Associated Press, as many as six teachers from Ashford High School, which is located in southeast Alabama, are now on paid leave after a student found messages on one of their phones and then posted those messages online. Teachers reportedly were commenting on the students' sex lives and intelligence and even shared some racial slurs. A transgender student says that some of those offensive messages were about him. The Houston County superintendent suspended the teachers, but does say the teachers will not be fired because the school system lacks an adequate policy covering such issues. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Dr. Bill's talking about kind of a two-part weekend ahead. We'll get more details and that weekend weather scale coming up in just a little bit. Right now, y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. And let's talk some inventory, Larry, because y'all are stacked.
Bunches of it. Like I said, we got a bunch of loads in this week, so we got them on the lot, ready to sell. And we're ready to do business, have a big weekend.
All right, let's talk about, you and I talk about trucks a whole bunch, but that is just part of the story at LCM. I mean, if people are looking for third rows or cars, gas misers, you got them.
Absolutely, we got the whole mix. Like I said, we do concentrate on trucks heavily. That's what our market is. But as you said, we also got a great selection of SUVs, especially some high-line SUVs. And we got some high-line cars, we got gas misers, and we got a lot of great vehicles under $10,000. So we just cover the board.
All right, let's talk about financing here at the end of the year. How are the rates looking?
The rates are staying steady. You know, they always mumble about maybe raising the rates after the first of the year, but it doesn't seem to happen. So the rates have stayed pretty real consistent, and they are great rates. Like I say, all the credit unions are very competitive, low rates.
All right, Dan.
We have a multitude of other sources.
Well, let's do this. People come out, look at the inventory, and they can talk financing at the same time. Give them directions to come see you.
We're Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook, or they can just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 726. And once again, big thank you to everybody who came out last night. Really enjoyed that for the AL1 congressional debate for the Republicans. We will, I'm sure, see some more discussion going forward, another debate. Remember, though, the primary is March 3rd. And, you know, it's moved up here in these presidential years, so we get some more attention for the state of Alabama. So it's not too far off before you're voting in that primary. And, of course, it's going to be a big year with a presidential cycle. President Trump on the ballot is going to bring a lot of people out. You got the House story for AL1. You also have the big story here. 8 Republicans qualified for the Senate race. And, of course, the last of the big names to get in, although there was somebody got in right after Jeff Sessions. Sessions in the mix. We got a, you know, it's going to be interesting. I think both the AL1 House race will be a runoff. And I really put, if I gambled, I'd put money down real fast on the fact that the Senate race primary is going to be a runoff. Now, the question is, who will be in those runoffs? There's the people who are competing. Obviously, they're going to all tell you, we're in it to win it. But they're in it to get into the runoff.
Yeah, it's already a busy political season, and it's only going to get more busy as we get closer and closer to the primary elections. But on top of that, and I know we're local, well, we got a presidential election coming up too. So, I mean, there's going to be so many debates over the next year, and last night was a great way to kick off this primary. I felt like, you know, as an audience member last night, you and Peter asked some really good questions. I feel like I've got a good grasp on how all 5 of the candidates view local topics, national topics, and you guys even got some international questions in too. And we learned something new about all the candidates when you that very last question of the night, something people may be surprised to know. So I thought it was a great showing last night. Thanks again to everyone who came out, and thanks to WKRG and the Alabama Republican Party for helping out and putting that on. I do think that served its purpose last night, and I hope everyone got a chance to listen before they make their vote later this year, early next year.
Lucky for you, if you didn't get to catch last night's debate or the interviews I've had with the 5 different Republican candidates for AL1, they're all waiting for you in podcast form. You can go to fmtalk1065.com, click the link for podcast, and get the show, get last night's debate. You can also go and pick up the interviews I've had with all 5 candidates to help educate yourself about the people are asking for your vote on the Republican side. That's all waiting for you there. Of course, if you subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher, maybe go to TuneIn Radio for streaming. The station also has our podcast, and Dalton somehow has finagled us onto Spotify, where people get their music.
Yeah, we snuck in.
Our podcasts are on there too. So go check it out, and subscribe is the best way. But go check out those interviews and get yourself ready for voting in March. All right, coming back, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us. Get that weekend weather scale. Also, Alec Naiman will tell us what's cooking for the weekend. And it is a football Friday. Dalton's got a lot to talk about. It's all straight ahead. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Starting today, you can expect to see more police cars on I-10 and I-65 in Mobile. The Mobile Police Department says officers will be patrolling the major roadways, looking for those who are speeding, tailgating, and violating the state's move-over law. Police hope the extra enforcement will prevent any serious crashes. A man who made headlines after he was arrested for several road rage incidents is now in trouble for a different reason. This time, he's accused of making lewd gestures towards a woman as she drove by. Daphne Police arrested Delwin Knight, the same man arrested for several road rage incidents earlier this year. The latest incident happened in October in the Lake Forest neighborhood. A homeowner in Milton, Florida is asking his neighbors to lock their car doors after home surveillance video shows 2 men targeting cars in their area. The video shows the 2 men getting into a car during the night.
Two men walk up to a truck parked in the driveway. The man who opened the door used his hoodie to make sure no fingerprints were left behind. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Sean Sullivan for Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and it's back. 18 months, 0% interest with approved credit just in time for Christmas. Come by Mike Ward's today and get a Liberty Safe to protect your valuables from theft and fire. With over 200 safes in stock, you won't be disappointed. While shopping, register to win a Liberty 24 gun safe loaded with free accessories, no purchase necessary. Drawing will be held on Black Friday. Get 18 months, 0% financing now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. I-65 in Moffitt, just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Democratic Representative Debbie Mucarsel-Powell says the House Intelligence Committee will now hold hearings and bring witnesses to testify on exactly what an impeachable offense will be.
I think it's important, after the testimonies that we've heard in the past 2 weeks, to really continue to educate the American public what is an impeachable offense and what is not. But what we have seen is the president of the United States violate the Constitution, really extort the Ukrainian government for his own private and political game, and we can't allow that to happen.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she doesn't want the next steps in the inquiry to be at the mercy of a court. Police will be out in force at polling stations in Hong Kong this weekend as keenly contested local elections take place amid ongoing anti-government protests. Hong Kong's new police commissioner says he'll deal with any outbreak of violence immediately without hesitation. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Medicare's new prescription drug plan finder has a glitch that can steer unwitting seniors to coverage that costs much more than they need to pay. The online system automatically displays the plan with the lowest monthly premium, but because of out-of-pocket costs like copays, that's not necessarily the least expensive plan. The difference can amount to hundreds of dollars. Medicare says it chose to display the premium prominently because it's a number that consumers understand. With full-price department stores going away, analysts say Macy's should shift focus to its Backstage off-price brand. Backstage was a bright spot in Macy's latest earnings report, which came in below expectations. But Macy's has opened 50 new Backstage stores this year, and locations open for more than 1 year were up in the mid-single digits. Crude oil down 14 cents at $58.44 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures this morning are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Gavin McKenzie, CEO, Build McKenzie.
With more construction projects coming in, we needed to quickly hire a lead recruiter. We wanted someone who was bilingual and had 5 years of HR experience. LinkedIn Jobs matched me with many qualified applicants, but Anna Maria was the one with all the skills that we needed.
A person is hired with LinkedIn every 8 seconds. Post a job at linkedin.com/today and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Clouds moved in, temps up, humidity's up. I got to guess. We're going to get some rain.
We are. It looks like this time it's going to happen on the weekend. We've had some pretty good luck over the last few weekends, but this is going to be a 50-51 with the rain on Saturday and some nice weather on Sunday. Right now we've got mostly cloudy skies around our listening area, and temperatures today are going to be up around 75 degrees, so a nice warm day, but more humid. Now, tonight, we could see some isolated showers in the evening, And the low tonight will be around 65 degrees, so some nice mild temperatures tonight. As for tomorrow, well, a cold front will be moving down through Mississippi through the day. Should get in our area between daybreak and noontime, most likely, I say, 9 o'clock or so, and that front should move in. And we do expect then showers, and showers will persist on into the afternoon after the front moves through. The high temperature tomorrow will be in the low 70s, and then we'll see clearing skies. That could occur late in the afternoon and certainly through the evening. And so Saturday night, we'll get down to around 45 degrees. As for Sunday, looking really good with sunny skies, cooler temperatures, only 62 for the high on Sunday. And then Sunday night, we'll get down to the low 40s, some areas getting into the upper 30s Sunday night. Monday, another nice day, a little bit warmer, sunny in the upper 60s, and we'll see rain returning to the area late on Tuesday.
All right, Dr. Bill. So with all that being said, and a big, big weekend ahead of us, it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, we've got, of course, the rain coming in for Saturday and then nice weather on Sunday, so it's a 50-50 weekend. And so the scale is going to be 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
7-2-7-0.
Listen, that's not as I thought it was going to be. Was what you had called for tomorrow? I thought it'd be lower. I'm pleased with that. That
we because you look at it. If we put the scale on the Saturday, it'd be about a little over 1.5, and then Sunday at 1.9. So put it right in the middle there, about 1.7270.
Hey, we'll take what we can get, Dr. Bill, and check back with you very soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, and your forecast and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long, which, by the way, still has some days in it. He's been watching that Sebastian still activity out there in the tropics. All right, got a Football Friday discussion on the way when we break down very, very tight pick'em games that have lines of 56 and 40 points and things like that. But he has some, Dalton has some closer games on the way as well. Plus, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Good morning, everyone. From the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center, Old US 98 in Fairview and Highland Drive, they've got an accident. So far, Mobile Police Department are clear, but they do have extra radar along I-10 and 65 and will all day long, writing extra tickets to make sure you're not speeding and also following too closely. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning classes where you forge and make your own knife. You'll learn basic forging skills and basic knife designs. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Step up to GMC and get over $11,000 total value on a next-generation 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 4x4 Crew Cab with SLT Premium Plus package. We are professional grade GMC. Based on MSRP of $59,255, offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $3,532 plus $6,500 purchase allowance and $1,000 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 12/2/19. See participating dealer for details.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Mississippi this morning as a former school bus driver has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for repeatedly sexually abusing his 8-year-old passenger. According to the Sun-Herald, 69-year-old Sergio Sandoval was sentenced on Wednesday on charges including sexual battery and touching a child for lustful purposes. The former Ocean Springs driver was accused of molesting a second grader when she rode his bus in 2014, and the child testified that he molested her for 23 straight days and then would send her back to her seat with candy. The child told authorities that Sandoval would drive the bus with elementary students on board while inappropriately touching her at the same time. He even went as far as to name her as a bus monitor, which allowed him to have her sit next to him and break the rules, the policy in place that required her to remain seated when the bus was moving. His first trial ended in a mistrial because of his health issues. His lawyer argued that Sandoval didn't remember his 8 years as a bus driver, pointing it to the fact that he had amnesia due to trauma from being in a Chilean internment camp in the 1970s. The judge listened and then ruled that Sandoval brought all of this on himself and sentenced him to 30 years behind bars. A recall is in effect, which may impact your kids' lunch today and your snack options as well, as the maker of Cheese Nips is recalling some of their popular crackers. Mondelez Global says small pieces of plastic may have ended up in the product. The recall impacts the 11-ounce boxes with the expiration date between May 18 and May 20 of 2020. The company says the plastic pieces may have fallen from a food scraper during the production process. The FDA says that no other products are affected. There are no reports at this time of anyone getting injured or sick. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 741 FM Talk 106.5. So, you know, we're, all the Thanksgiving stories are hitting right now. Last hour, we had the American Farm Bureau that came out and said, but let me just, if people weren't with us last hour, just let me point out, because you and I took pause, maybe took umbrage with this. American Farm Bureau Federation put out its annual study of how much it should cost to serve Thanksgiving dinner for a family of 10. Y'all get ready. You're probably sitting down if you're driving. So
yeah, because if you ask me, I would guess a family of 10.
Okay, yeah, let everybody do that exercise. So what do you think? 10 people.
Okay, look, you got the turkey. You got, I mean, you're going to have to get more than one order of the side. So I would say at least $250.
Okay, let me tell you what they have in their Thanksgiving dinner, make it fair. A 16-pound turkey, dressing, sweet potatoes, rolls with butter, peas, cranberries, veggie tray, and a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, plus milk and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would think you'd be at least 10 bucks ahead, if not 11, 12 bucks ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, easily. So, yeah, 250 is too high. I would say right around 150 bucks.
Okay. 100 to 150 bucks. According to the study, it should cost you $48.91 to serve 10 people on Thanksgiving. Those items right there.
That's preposterous. That's hogwash.
They said also, if you want to step it up the next level and add ham, russet potatoes, and green beans to your dinner, it adds another $13.41 to their overall cost, taking your dinner cost up to $62.32 for a family of 10. Yeah, hogwash, poppycock. Thank you, American Farm Bureau Federation, for lying.
I think this family of 10 means 2 full-grown adults and 8 tiny children.
That do not eat.
That
do not eat. We got a list coming up, too. Things you should be doing in your house this weekend if you're hosting Thanksgiving, like my man Dalton, at your house next week. We'll get to that coming up. Plus, talking about food, our buddy Alec Naaman. I would suggest you just get with Alec Naaman, get your turkey from him, and get that problem solved. We'll talk to him and find out what's cooking coming up around 7:55. Also, some Football Friday on the way. Y'all stay close.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are still looking for the person who shot and killed a University of South Alabama professor. Dr. Matthew Weiser was found dead inside his home near Langan Park Wednesday. The associate dean of the Mitchell College of Business says Weiser was at his class on Tuesday night. Campus police found Weiser dead inside his home on Galliard Drive after a welfare check. He had been shot. Mobile police are still trying to find out who did it. Two men charged with trafficking will make their first court appearance in Baldwin County later today. Their arrest comes after a
huge drug bust on Interstate 10. 40 kilos of cocaine recovered from a flatbed semi during a traffic stop just past Bucky's at the 49-mile marker. Two men from California, Mauro Lopez and Jose Encinas, are being held in the Baldwin County Jail. Pensacola police are investigating after a woman was hit and killed by a car. She was crossing the street in a wheelchair. It happened about 6:30 last night on Old Palafox Highway in Van Pelt Lane. Police say the driver did not see the woman in the dimly lit area. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you're tired of the same old promises from politicians, you don't know Jerry. Jerry Carl is different. Like President Trump, Jerry's an outsider and businessman who'll stand with Trump to put America first. His word is his bond. It's how Jerry Carl became a successful businessman who's built several different companies right here in South Alabama. And as county commissioner, it's why Jerry Carl refused a taxpayer-funded salary, opposed wasteful spending, and stopped tolling for a new bridge. As a Christian saved by God's grace, Jerry Carl is 100% pro-life, and we can count on him to defend our South Alabama values. And Jerry wants to tackle tough problems, not whine about them. That's why the Socialist Squad won't stop Jerry Carl from building a wall to secure our borders. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
7:46, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings in an early edition of Football Fridays today, presented by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. And we start talking high school football. Tonight got round three of the Alabama High School Football Playoffs, and still four teams in our listening area that are alive right now trying to fight it out for a state championship. In 6A tonight at 7 o'clock, and all these games kick at 7, Spanish Fort will host Park Crossing. In 4A,
Toros.
UMS Wright looking to win their 31st game in a row. That's 30 games they've already won in a row. They host, and it's going to be a tough matchup, undefeated Montgomery Catholic tonight. In 3A, Mobile Christian hosts undefeated Gordo. And in 2A, short ride up Highway 43, the Leroy Bears will host Ayrton. So good luck to all of our local teams that are taking the field tonight. Hope to see you in the semifinals next week. In college football, we've got some SEC matchups with some massive lines, according to Las Vegas and the bookmakers.
Y'all get ready.
We'll start with the two in-state teams as they get kicked off at 11 a.m. tomorrow, trying to get on to that Iron Bowl preparation as early as possible. Number 5, Alabama, will host Western Carolina. Bama, favored by 56.5 points. They were actually favored by 65 before Tua's injury, so they knocked him down about 9 points for that. But Mac Jones officially takes over as the starter for the rest of the year tomorrow. In the only game so far this year that he has started, he passed for 235 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 48-7 win over Arkansas, who we will get to the Razorbacks later.
Yeah.
But Bama, I think they're going to use this game. As much as Saban says he never overlooks an opponent, he won't, but he'll also be preparing Jones, I think, for that Auburn defense coming up next week. But Bama can't slip up. The committee, I think, is looking for any reason to keep them out of the college football playoff. They need to pour on some points tomorrow and then beat Auburn. For Auburn, they host Samford tomorrow. They're ranked 15th right now, Auburn is, and favored by 48.5 points. This week, they've got to shake off that loss to Georgia from last week. They obviously have no chance at making it into the playoff now, but they do have a better chance of beating Alabama next week now that Tua is out for the year. I think tomorrow for Auburn, the offense needs to show some explosiveness against Samford after that poor showing last week. Pretty good SEC matchup we have at 2:30. The fourth-ranked Georgia Bulldogs host Texas A&M. Georgia favored by 13 points. A&M, they've played three tough opponents this year and have lost all three to Clemson, Auburn, and Alabama. And then they've got to close out their year at Georgia and at LSU. So talk about a tough schedule there. Georgia right now destined for the SEC title game and possibly the college football playoff if they don't slip up. Both of these offenses have had some tough moments this year, and the Georgia defense is just outstanding, maybe the best in the nation. I think A&M covers that 13-point spread, but I also think Georgia wins another boring game tomorrow on the back of their defense. Number one-ranked LSU hosts Arkansas tomorrow. The Tigers favored by 43.5 points. That's the largest spread in an SEC game in at least 40 years.
Okay, once again, the spread is what?
43.5 points. Now, Arkansas, one of the worst SEC teams I've ever seen. They've fired their second-year head coach, Chad Morris. They now embark on another coaching search, and I think they'll catch another L tomorrow. 43.5 points is a lot. But
wow, that's unreal for an SEC game.
I think Arkansas will cover, but LSU wins easily. Tennessee plays at Missouri. Got a tale of two teams here. After starting the year 1-4, Tennessee's won 4 of their last 5 and are now 1 win from bowl eligibility. On the other side, Missouri started 5-1. They've lost 4 in a row, so heading in the wrong direction. Tigers favored by 3.5 points tomorrow. Every time I say that Tennessee will lose, they've found a way to win.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to keep that rolling tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that Missouri will win, and I'm going to add a wink to that and hope that Tennessee actually pulls off the
W. I see what you did there.
We've got South Alabama at Georgia State. That's a 1 p.m. kickoff tomorrow. South has lost 8 in a row, 1-9 this year. Only 10-point underdogs to Georgia State. They played pretty closely last week to a really good team. I'm going to hope and think that South Alabama will have to pull off a victory at some point this year after winning their second game of the year. I think South Alabama wins at Georgia State tomorrow. But don't hold me to it. But I think they will win.
You can't say you pick and then don't hold there to it. The whole point of saying it is holding you to it.
They're due for one. So I think that South Alabama will win just on the law of, you know, being due to win a game.
Good, there you go.
And I made that law. And one big matchup tomorrow. Number 8 ranked Penn State plays at number 2 Ohio State. 11 a.m. kickoff. This game decides the Big Ten East and will obviously have a huge effect on the college football playoff race if Ohio State were to lose. It's the toughest matchup of the year yet for the Buckeyes. But in the past, they've been guilty of looking ahead to that rivalry matchup against Michigan that they've got next week. Penn State will need to start fast. They won't be able to keep up on offense with Ohio State. I think Ohio State wins, but it's closer than that 18.5-point spread. Dalton Orwig, that's been Football Fridays on this Friday, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find them at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road in Mobile.
Just one more time for effect. What's the line in the Arkansas?
Only 43.5 points.
Just checking.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department have done a great job keeping your roadways clear of any accidents. But they're also doing a lot of radar along I-10 and I-65 this morning, making sure you're not following too closely, not speeding. It's a special program going on all throughout the day. Thanksgiving at the Battle House. No cooking required for you. Enjoy a Thanksgiving buffet in the majestic Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 3. $65 per person, half off for ages 6 to 12. For reservations, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 7:54, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, Kelly, and you. And coming up next hour, also, our buddy Jeff Poore is going to join us. He's in town. He's actually getting to do his show from the battleship this afternoon, his show for WVNN up in Huntsville. He's getting to do a battleship show. And It's kind of cool. And I think we were going to put together, just talk about this as a side note, great places in Alabama to do a radio show. Mm-hmm. And we started putting that list together yesterday. We're going to keep it up, and maybe we'll take a little tour through the state next year.
Yeah, right. Well, right now I've got the Battleship is ranked number one.
Yeah, it is number one on my list, too. And here's a man that spent many a day on the Battleship and an evening, our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Hey, Alec.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Man, we're doing great. And it is T-minus, what, 6 days? Till
like that, man.
Till Thanksgiving.
I'm no longer counting. It just gets scary after a while.
Well, I will leave any discussion of turkey out for a second or two, because I want to talk about your recipe this week, classic roasted vegetables, and then maybe we'll talk turkey. So run us through this. How do we cook this?
All right, well, listen, if you're one of those kind of people that when you go into the family Thanksgiving and they send you the message, say, hey, just bring some Cokes, okay?
Yeah.
That means that you don't really know how to cook, okay?
So, mm-hmm.
Don't take it. They might say, bring the green stuff. Well, you don't really know what that means, you know what that means? So anyhow, I say, man, let me give you something that's really easy that you can't really mess it up. All right, because it kind of it's called my classic roasted vegetables. I take some, all the different colored bell peppers. I take some red ones and some orange ones and some yellow ones. And I take some zucchini and I take some yellow squash and I get me some nice, the best sweet onions like Vidalias or something that I could do. Maybe some purple too. But that looks good. And some asparagus. All right, and I slice it all up. Oh, like about an eighth of an inch thick. You don't want it too thin because it just turns to mush. A lot of water in those vegetables. So the water will come out and make them too mushy. You don't want them mushy. So you want it thick enough so it'll still have some form and it'll hold together. And anyhow, you slice them up pretty nice and get them all different shapes and sizes or whatever. And then I toss some olive oil in there and a little balsamic vinegar. And then I hit it with a whole bunch of garlic, a little salt and pepper and some basil. Toss it around, spread it out on a sheet pan, slide it in the oven at about 450 degrees for about 10 minutes. You know, maybe 20 at the most, just depending on how thick you cut them. But anyhow, that's about it. You know, you take them out, people got them some roasted vegetables. They all think you know how to cook. Of course, I really know that you don't, okay?
Yeah, well, you know me.
Right. Well, you won't tell nobody.
No, you're not telling anybody, but you know me for a long time. Hey, let's talk for a second here. I know you're going to cringe because the number of these suckers you're around, but let's talk some turkeys with Naaman's Catering. And if people want to have that turkey from you, first of all, talk about how y'all do them and then how we can get one for Thanksgiving.
Well, it starts out that, man, I go turkey hunting.
Right.
All right, here's the deal. I got them fried, I've got them roasted, and I've got them smoked, okay? We still got turkeys. They gobbling in the backyard. I'm going to knock a few in the head today, as a matter of fact. And then I've got all the cornbread dressings and twice-baked potato casseroles, green bean casserole. I got all that. Spiral sliced ham, prime rib, pork tenderloins. Whatever. I can make a complete meal for the family where we make, you bake. You need to call me today. Certainly call me no later than Monday. Get on my list. You can pick up Tuesday or Wednesday, and it'll be great. And all you do is, you don't have to dirty up your kitchen hardly at all. You don't have to stay up all night cooking. I can do it for you, all right? I don't mind not sleeping, man. I don't sleep anyhow. So you sleep, you rest, and you let me do all the work for you. You'll love me on Thanksgiving Day, I promise you, okay?
That is for sure. That is for sure. I love those turkeys. All right, Alec, if they need to contact you, give them a phone number. Give them a website.
Oh, no, wait a minute, man. I don't really want nobody to call me. Are you kidding me? I'm just talking.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 473-3900. Yes, you call me, 473-3900. You can see our menus on NaamansCatering.com. All right, that's a real website, too, I promise you, man.
It's real good, too. Alec, as always, we appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. All right, 7:58, coming right back, hour number three.